Laborer jobs remain in high demand in Illinois and across the U.S. as companies struggle to find employees. Unions want the next generation of workers to have access to hands-on training at a younger age. GLT's Eric Stock reports an apprenticeship program in McLean County is trying to lay a foundation that will steer young people to construction.
Andrew Chihak of Moline is now in his second career in construction after working in scrap metal recycling. He says going back to school will help him transition to specialized and less physically demanding tasks as he gets older.
As you get more educated, you can step up in your different companies and do more technical work versus labor-intensive work. And that's what I'm shooting for, is to be more specialized in something to work higher up, but have less strenuous activity.
That might come sooner than later for Chihak. He's 48 years old, but doesn't consider that an impediment, even though he's doing hard labor for an asphalt company in Bettendorf, Iowa.
No, because I'm a strong-willed individual, so I try to keep myself up to where the young men cannot overperform me.
Still, Chihak wishes he had specialized training earlier in life.
I don't see myself ever retiring from construction because I won't have enough time invested.
Chihak's story is more common than you might think. He will graduate next month from the Illinois Laborers Training and Apprentice School in Stanford, west of Bloomington. Chihak's story is more common than you might think. He will graduate this month from the Illinois Laborers Training and Apprenticeship School in Stanford, west of Bloomington. The average student enrolls at age 32. The Laborers International Union took over the former grade school in 2007 to provide training for dozens of skills laborers could learn even while working full-time jobs. It also runs training schools in Mount Sterling, Marion, and Edwardsville. The four sites have produced more than 1,800 graduates since the Illinois Department of Labor certified the apprenticeship program in 1997.
This is our pipeline class. Right now, they're learning how to set a manhole.
Terry Whitecotton manages the facility at the Apprentice School. He's leading a tour for business, government, and education leaders to teach them what the place offers for tomorrow's workforce. Whitecotton says too often, construction work has become a fallback when it should be a primary goal while people are still in school.
People have been geared towards college or other avenues, and I think that some of these guys, they find that that's not their avenue, and they get out working in maybe some other industry and see what we do, and this is the type of work they like. And so I think that they finally realize they may need health insurance and benefits, that type of thing, and come and apply.
The apprenticeship program now has more than 300 students at its four sites. Applicants must have a high school diploma or a GED. They go through 600 hours of classroom training in 3 years. That's 5 40-hour courses each year. They also do 3,000 hours of on-the-job training. The union pays for the training, lodging, and mileage for apprentices. They don't earn money for training, though many are also working at the same time, and their pay rate increases with each level of apprenticeship. They typically start out of the $24 per hour range and could reach $32 an hour by the end of the program. That outpaces what a typical high school graduate makes in the workforce, even working only 9 months out of the year during construction season. Bureau of Labor Statistics data shows those with a college degree earn close to $2,000 more per month than those who never went to college and are far more likely to find work. Whitecotton says the school doesn't take apprentices unless they are confident there will be work when they get out. He says enrollment ebbs and flows as jobs do. Sometimes the program brings in as many as 100 a year, sometimes none. Whitecotton is cautiously optimistic about the future for trainees.
It's been good in the last few years, and if some of the opportunities become available in the areas, there's some windmills that are projected to happen and some solar farms, stuff like that. If those things happen, that will create more of a need for apprentices for us.
For unions to have a stable talent pool, Whitecotton says they need to reach people even before high school.
I think that students should be exposed to other opportunities than college at an early age so that they can look we've been pushing people towards college for years and years, and I think that they need to realize there's other opportunities out there that provide a good living wage.
Mark Jauntery, superintendent for the Regional Office of Education for McLean, DeWitt, Livingston, and Logan counties, agrees. He says educators must consistently convey that skilled labor is a tremendous opportunity to do something you might really enjoy while earning an excellent salary. He says apprenticeship programs like the one in Stanford are crucial to maintaining a skilled workforce and improving the core infrastructure of our state. Brian Bradshaw is director of special activities at Hayworth High School. He took the apprenticeship tour to see what students who won't go to college can do. Bradshaw says that's about 30% of his students.
A lot of students don't know what they want to do, and we are trying to get to those students at an earlier age so they have an idea, because there are so many more opportunities in high school. But we are finding that actually less students are going to college. You know, they're going into the workforce.
Bradshaw says schools should talk to students about career paths as early as junior high. He's happy the apprenticeship program in Stanford wants to partner with the Bloomington Area Career Center, which offers vocational training to students in 17 area high schools to help students get high school and college credits while still in high school.
Oh, gosh, I think there are students out there that want to take this career path, but they don't have that opportunity. So I see many students taking advantage of it.
Some students don't like the idea of sitting behind a desk all day. Brent Jacobson of Rockford is one.
I didn't like school as a kid. I didn't see going to college or anything was in the books for me.
The 26-year-old spent much of his time after high school doing odd construction jobs. Then came apprenticeship school. He's still taking classes, but it's more hands-on.
I wouldn't say that they're challenging. They're just a lot of learning, and it kind of helps you out in the field and learn why you're doing stuff instead of just doing it.
Jacobson is now 1 year away from an apprentice diploma. He helps will further his career in construction.
The benefits, health insurance, having something to a pension, having something to fall back on when I retire, and just kind of setting myself up for the long run, I guess.
The program teaches apprentices more than labor-intensive tasks like laying pipe and landscaping.
So who knows how GPS actually works? How does it find that point?
Teacher Brent Whitecotton is leading a class on GPS. It teaches how people use satellite tech to set specific geographic coordinates at a construction site. It requires measuring horizontal and vertical angles and distances.
So the next question is, who really likes doing math? All right, we got a couple. Most people don't like doing math.
Apprentice Andrew Chihak says mastering GPS will help him with his work with a blacktop contractor this summer.
So I do a lot of setting up the sites with boundaries and elevations and drainage and stuff. So I have to learn all this product to do a better job.
Aside from practical knowledge gained from the 3-year apprenticeship, Chihak says it's given him a sense of pride knowing he has a better career potential.
This labor program through Illinois is great. It's showed me how to work for a goal and reach it.
Facility manager Terry Whitecotton says the school also hopes to bring disaster response training to Stanford. He notes laborers from across central Illinois were on the ground in Taylorville volunteering for relief and cleanup just minutes after a tornado destroyed several hundred homes and businesses in December. I'm Eric Stock.
Terry Whitecotton says only 12% of the program's apprentices are women. They're looking for ways to get more women to apply.